Facebook is under pressure this morning from Queensland Police to ban children and teenagers from establishing tribute websites for their friends. A man accused of defacing two internet tribute sites is facing criminal charges in Queensland. Police say it could be the first time an Australian has been charged over internet trolling, which is the practice of posting deliberately offensive material on social networking sites. The man is accused of posting pornography on Facebook sites set up to honour two Queensland children who died earlier this year. Police have also criticised Facebook for not removing the material fast enough and have called on internet users to be more vigilant in protecting their sites from internet trolls. Rachel Carbonell reports.
Queensland police arrested 29-year-old Brisbane man Bradley Paul Hampson after raiding his house and seizing computer equipment. He has been denied bail after being charged with five offences, including possessing and distributing child exploitation material. He is accused of defacing the internet tribute pages set up to honour 8-year-old Bundaberg girl Trinity Bates, who was allegedly abducted and murdered earlier this year, and 12-year-old Brisbane boy Elliot Fletcher, who died after he was allegedly stabbed by a fellow student. Detective Superintendent Peter Crawford from Task Force Argos, a unit set up to combat child sex abuse, says this is the first criminal case in Australia involving trolling that he is aware of.
This particular investigation raised a lot of community concern. Clearly, the community felt that the material that was posted was offensive. Now, the Queensland Police that have viewed the material are also of the view that this is particularly offensive material.
Monash University's sociologist Dr. Samantha Thomas says the allegations are an extreme example of trolling.
Trolling is a behaviour, a troll is a person that seeks to put inflammatory material in response to a website or a post on a website that aims to get a negative emotional reaction from someone.
She says trolling is common behaviour on the internet and was bound to end up before the Australian courts.
I think this is a really significant development. I think it was only a matter of time before it happened, and it will be really, really interesting to see how this plays out within the courts.
Social media researcher at Queensland University of Technology, Associate Professor Axel Bruns, says the Queensland case sends an important message.
One thing that it shows very clearly is that Facebook and social media aren't law-free zones, obviously. The laws of Australia in this case still apply, of course.
Detective Superintendent Crawford is urging greater vigilance by internet users setting up special pages on social networking sites.
What I would ask is that people take some responsibility to prevent these types of things happening by making sure they're responsible in quickly deleting inappropriate material.
Dr. Samantha Thomas agrees.
It's kind of a sad day that we have to think that when we lose a loved one or when we're putting something up in memory of someone, that we'd have to think of the negative responses to that.
The problem is that many sites are being set up by children, and Queensland Police have also pleaded for parents to monitor their children's internet use and are critical of Facebook for failing to remove the offensive material faster.
Rachel Carbonell with that report.